Two Democrats and two Republicans are vying for two seats on the board of the MSU trustees. Today, we look at the Democratic candidates. They are Brianna Scott and Kelly Tebay. Brianna Scott runs a law firm in Muskegon. She continued her studies at MSU after getting pregnant when she was 20 and becoming a mother. She says it's important to have an MSU trustee who was a non-traditional student and struggled to pay tuition.
Going through that struggle, being poor, being on welfare and food stamps and all of the things that I went through during that time period, they were all very humbling, but they are experiences that so many of our students encounter when they come onto this campus. We have people that are non-traditional students. I've experienced that. I've come as a person that has a child who has to worry about studying and working and yet still being able to be a parent. I've also had the financial struggle of trying to figure out how am I going to pay for that next installment payment that's due for my tuition and, you know, having to look for all of the scholarships and grants that I possibly would be able to get.
Kelly Tebay works for the United Way in Southeast Michigan. She says the fallout from the Larry Nassar sex abuse scandal inspired her to run.
I felt that we needed a voice that was not far removed from their time at Michigan State, that really understands what it's like to be a student.
In this Larry Nassar case, I mean, it's about students and it's about sexual assault. And my understanding is you were sexually assaulted when you were a student at Michigan State. How did that experience shape how you viewed the university?
You know, when you're 18 years old and something like that happens to you, I don't think you really think about the institution and how it affected you. It's my first experience away from my parents. I had no idea. Yes, there are resources available. I had no idea where to even start.
Both Tebay and Scott agree that the MSU Board of Trustees did not handle the fallout from Larry Nassar well. Scott says the boards seemed defensive and were very concerned with protecting themselves after the round of victim impact statements hit the media in January.
I felt that they furthered that reign of disillusionment in the way that they just went out and hired John Engler without really getting any input from any of the faculty and staff, any of the students, or even considering what the victims and their families were asking to be involved in that process. And so I feel that they did a disservice early on. However, I feel that now they are coming around and they are trying to, you know, correct some of the issues that they initially made. And I feel that they are coming to a place where I can actually give them maybe a grade of a C at this point.
Tebay agrees with Scott and adds,
I think that we all really felt the pain. And I think that the survivors deserved better. And I believe that the board should have, instead of trying to protect themselves and Michigan State, admitted that they made a mistake and said, we were wrong. We're going to find out where the breakdown was, and we're going to fix it.
There was a motion to fire interim president John Engler in June. The Board of Trustees voted it down 6-2. If you were on the board at that time, how would you have voted?
I would not have voted in favor of Engler.
Same. I would have voted to vote him out.
And why is that?
Well, I think for me, I don't think that the position should have gone to someone that was so closely related to politics, because I think that that politicizes the position. And one of the fears that I had when that first happened was that he was going to come in and start appointing people from his political party into positions of power at MSU. So that was a concern. I also think that his track record of being one that it's his way or the highway is not the type of temperament that we need here at Michigan State right now. We need someone who shows a little bit more empathy than what we get from John Engler, and someone that has compassion for people who have been victims of sexual abuse, and his track record shows that he is not that guy.
Yeah, and even before he was voted in, he would not have received my vote. As Brianna said, his track record is what really spoke to me. For those that don't know, there were 400 women in the prison system while he was governor complaining of sexual assault, and he ignored them. He shut down our mental health facilities in the state, and our education system really hurt after he was governor. And those are really three things that we need to be focusing in here at Michigan State. And I think that the fact that they chose someone like that was really mind-boggling to me. I really didn't understand, you know, and after, you know, before they did the vote to remove him, I mean, just his bullying tactics he has had was really quite disgusting towards the survivors.
Sexual assault and the handling of the Larry Nassar case have inspired Tebay and Scott to bring new ideas to the table if they were elected to the MSU Board of Trustees. Here's Brianna Scott.
I have this idea of working along with the chief compliance officer, having a committee that would consist of two Board of Trustee members that also has other stakeholders that I think should be part of the investigation and the determination of whether or not cases are going to move forward or what type of discipline will happen if there are issues concerning Title IX. And those stakeholders would be having someone with the law enforcement background, having a person that comes from the prosecutorial background, someone that acts as a public defender that has that perspective as well, as having someone that has the professional experience dealing with issues of behavioral health or sexual assault victims, and making sure that we have a global perspective, not just a police officer from the police department saying, I evaluated this and I didn't feel that there was anything there, and then sending it off to the chief compliance officer just to check it off, but actually making sure that we are dotting every I and crossing every T and making sure that we provide follow-up care for the person who's been a victim, assigning a person like an advocate or a case manager that will go alongside that person through the end, letting them know what resources we have here on campus, making sure that they know, okay, well, this is the step that this is in right now. This is the next step, so that the person stays informed of how the process is proceeding.
Scott says that would help prevent a case like Larry Nassar from happening again on MSU's campus. Meanwhile, Kelly Tebay says she would want to focus on freshman orientation as an MSU trustee.
I think that's really important to level set expectations from day one. One of the things that I've learned while running for this office is that the in-state students and students from the United States have a different orientation than the international students, and that the international students have a week-long orientation while the in-state students and United States students have 2 days. I barely remember my orientation and don't remember learning very much except for the stark data that they gave us about sexual assault and drinking on campus. But we need to have conversation about resources that are available. You know, what is expected of you as a student at Michigan State? Training about sexual assault prevention, you know, awareness, taking care of one another as students, you know, bystander training. These are all things that students need to be taught. They're not necessarily skills that they're going to walk into Michigan State having.
Tebay and Scott also have ideas and ways to lower tuition. They both understand what it's like to have student loans. Tuition at Michigan State University has gone up by nearly 70% over the last 10 years. Scott says she feels that increase when she pays her son's tuition. She says she's glad MSU will freeze tuition for MSU freshmen during the next 2 years, but that doesn't impact the tuition payments for her son, who's not a freshman. Scott says one way to help with the financial burden of tuition is to introduce block tuition rates that some other universities are looking at.
Where if you have between 8 and 12 credits, this is how much you're going to pay per credit hour. If you go between, you know, 6 and 10 credits, this is where you would be. Coming up with a relatively easy way for people to budget and to determine what they can afford for each semester.
And Kelly Tebay says she'd like to lower tuition by taking a page from the University of Michigan's playbook. It's called the Go Blue Guarantee.
And that is using the endowment to cover the cost of tuition for students that are in state with a household income of under $65,000. And then also if you're between $65,000 and $125,000, we're going to make sure that there's grants and scholarships to cover at least half of your tuition. And I think that's a really good start. Obviously, we need to grow our endowment as well. I also really want to work with our community colleges. In my opinion, as a public institution, there's no reason why your credits shouldn't transfer if you go to a community college for your prerequisites. And I've already started having conversations with some of the community colleges to talk about, you know, what is it that looks like? How do we make sure that students can stay at home for a couple of years, save that money, and take those prerequisite classes and then be able to transfer to Michigan State and not have to have that burden of all those prerequisites that are very expensive.
That was Kelly Tebay. She, along with Brianna Scott, are the Democratic candidates running for the MSU Board of Trustees.